know, I used to listen to that song and it would remind me of the house that I grew up in. And now I'm realizing that that means a completely different house and a completely different thing for my kids, right? Because I'm building the house that is building them. Like, that's...
What a softy that Andy Summers is.
And I'm feeling miserably at it.
Why?
Okay, so my husband travels a lot, and he's been gone all weekend. And we have an elf on the shelf. His name is Charlie.
You do?
Yes.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, we bought him at Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
I gave in a few years ago, and we got the elf on the shelf, because, like, everybody's got the elf on the shelf. Total peer pressure. Total peer pressure moment. But, Saturday morning, like Friday night into Saturday morning, Charlie forgot to move.
He didn't go anywhere?
No.
No, he stayed so then, where he was.
You know, my son crawled into bed with me Saturday morning and was like, Mom, I already went downstairs and Charlie's in exactly the same spot where he was yesterday. And I was like, buddy, what could have happened? Did you do something bad? And then... Right? Because I don't know. I don't know why doesn't he move. I'm trying to remember reasons why the elf doesn't move. And like, if you were bad.
You blamed your son?
I didn't blame him. I questioned him. That's all. I questioned him. And he said no. He promised me that he hadn't done anything bad that would have prevented Charlie. And then he was right by the Christmas tree and we were decorating. So he was like, maybe somebody touched him on accident and he lost his magic. I know. Like, just really, it was a really scary moment. But the good news was when we went to church and came home, he had moved.
Okay.
He moved when we went to church. So maybe he just liked really where he was. I don't know.
This seems like all very a stressful situation for me. Like, already the holidays are a super stressful time. So here on top of it, you invite this elf into your house. And then, you know, it just seems like added pressure of another thing that you have to do on top of the million other things you have to do over the holidays.
So, and it's very true. It's very true. You're speaking like a mom. I like your language right now, Zach. But of course, I'm looking for every reason to not have an elf in our house.
Perfect. Don't. He's a snitch.
Right.
The elf is the worst. I hate the elf on the shelf.
Okay, well, let's not, I mean, listen, this is, kids are friends with their elves, so you can't talk like that, because you don't know these elves.
I don't like them, because they're snitches.
Well, they
are. All of
them
are just going back, because that's what happens. They go up to the North Pole, and they're just snitching on all the activities. I don't approve of that snitch activity.
Neither does Dr. LaPointe. That is a child psychologist that thinks that the elf on the shelf is not a good thing. She thinks that there's fallout, both emotionally and neurologically, when you have an elf on the shelf, because they say, What her take on this whole thing is that the elf is substituted for the parent.
Okay.
So, right, like the kids now are behaving for the elf rather than behaving for mom and dad. So it supersedes the parental control over the holidays.
Is Charlie in charge of the house?
I feel like Charlie is more our friend than he is a snitch. We don't really ever play that card. We never really hear like, oh, Charlie's watching, so you better be careful. Like, that's not really a thing in our house. They know that's in the back of their minds. Right?
I know that that's what parents do. Like, who's watching?
Right.
To me, that just makes me so uncomfortable that, like, there's a snitch in the house. Because I am so anti-snitching.
Okay. See, but you are just like Dr. LaPointe, this child psychologist.
What they often say about me.
Both of you, I would think, have no children. Okay? And you don't know what it's like around the holidays with little kids who have so much energy. Like, there's so much excitement this time of year. And they don't even know what to do with themselves. And it causes them to get into trouble. It's not their fault. They can't help it. So sometimes moms and dads just need a little help, which is why the elf comes. So in that case, I like it, but there's too many rules with the elf, and it boggles my mind.
You know what snitches get?
Sneeches?
Stitches, baby. Stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Snitches in my house.
Wow. Okay, so you would beat your...
Break that leg.
That's
break that leg.
215-263-6700. Maybe you've got a great approach with your elf on the shelf, or just a very strong opinion, as Zach clearly does.
Not welcome, Charlie.
Okay.
You stay in the summer household.
Back off, Charlie. Now I'm coming to his defense. You back off, Charlie, Zach. Hi, XTU. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Joanne.
Hey, Joanne. So we're talking about the elf on the shelf.
Yes. My good friend, Bob. That's who we have. We have Bob.
Bob the elf. And what is Bob like? Does he ever forget to move?
Oh, yes. Bob forgot to move this weekend. It was the blizzard of 2018 in the North Pole.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm going to have to tell my kids that. I didn't realize there was a blizzard this weekend at the North Pole.
Yes, it affected a lot of elves. It affected a lot of elves. It could be a whole.
I would imagine there are often blizzards on the weekend. Because, I mean, that's, I feel like that's when it's toughest to get up to the North Pole, is on the weekend when there's so much other stuff going on and travel plans are booked. During the weekend is, I imagine, when the blizzards happen a lot.
They do. Yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of problems with Bob in the past. We've had food poisoning.
Oh, gosh.
We've had,
It takes a village, doesn't it, Joanne?
It does take a village.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
All right. You too.
XTU, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Angela.
Hey, Angela. So we were just talking about the elf on the shelf, and there's this psychologist who says, you know what? They're bad for kids. What do you think?
Right. So I have a classroom, and so we do have an elf on the shelf in our classroom, and I like it. Parents seem to like it for the school time. Now, I did see this lazy gnome that's coming out now. I don't know if it's a real thing, but it seems really funny, and that guy doesn't really have to move.
You know what you got to get? You got to get the mensch on a bench. The mensch on a bench is a bad back. So he just sticks on it. It's like, oh, my back? Oh, I'm not going anywhere today.
Oy. Right, exactly.
Hey, no, you kids, you shouldn't do that. Would your mother approve? She would not. Don't do it. Hey.
But like, why would you need a mensch on the bench? You don't have Christmas to look forward to.
Well, no, but you got the Hanukkah. You got to light the candles. What do you want? Do you not want the gifts
but
for the Hanukkah?
You keep telling me Hanukkah's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. But, you know, if you want those socks, you got to be a good little child. A good little chitlin.
That's awesome. Angela, thank you.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you, Angela. And thanks to all the help that I've gotten on these phone calls have been very, very helpful. And I can't wait to tell my kids that about the blizzard this weekend. And that's why Charlie didn't move.
Too cold to go outside. No, you got to stay inside. Bundle up. You're going to get cold if you go out.
And thank you to you, Mensch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.